Road Trust Fund and the Road and Bridge Sales Tax Fund. The Road and Bridge County Aid Road Trust Fund, or the CART Fund, is comprised of money from taxes and fees collected from motor fuel tax, motor vehicle sales tax, and motor vehicle fees. The Road and Bridge Sales Tax Fund includes money from a 1/2 cent sales tax. The sewer fund is estimated to begin at $13,152,379. This fund shows projected revenues from the sales tax and interest totaling $12,300,000. The estimated expenditures of $17,826,833 will end the fund balance at about $7,625,546. The expenditures include many sewer projects and the sewer pump out program. The Coronavirus Local Fiscal Recovery Fund, or the ARPA fund, was added to the 2022 budget. This is federal money received in response to the coronavirus pandemic. At the guidance of the federal government, a portion of the funds were to help with the county's general fund revenue loss during the pandemic. The remaining funds that were not expended are considered the revenue loss portion and were included within the general county revenue fund to be used for governmental services. It is my pleasure to present the 2025 proposed budget document for your review and further adjustment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bart.
I just have to include that we just got a report from a treasurer that the sales, and we claim the third quarter, that's when everyone, you know, is paying for that, that our overall right now is up 8.9%, which made this last month up greatly over last year. That's great news.
Keep in mind, part of that percent increase is going to be from the increased marijuana sales tax.
Yes.
So including those numbers, which was not there last year.
But it's income.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Revenues. Thank you, Mr.
Revenue.
Good job, Mr. Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we'll move to the University of Missouri Extension update. Yeah, you're fine right there.
Good morning.
Miss Lauren.
Lauren Mendel.
Mendel.
So I'm just going to give an update. So our newest update is we got our siding done, and it looks great. And then I'm going to give an update on my personal programming. So I work under the Family and Nutrition Education Program. So our program wants to help low-income families in our communities, but also just get nutrition, basic nutrition out there for anyone who wants to learn more. So my essential job duties, I get to go to schools and teach nutrition classes. I teach nutrition with partner agencies out in the community. I'm working with Branson Manor right now. I've worked with Faith Community Health and done classes there. And local schools, I've been in Branson schools, Forsyth schools, and Bradleyville schools. So I'm working on getting more schools and right now. So that's what I do. Yeah.
Is there any programs firing up right here before we get into the holiday season for the schools?
I actually am starting a nutrition class program at a library center in the Ozarks this week. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, does the extension do anything with food drives or anything in the area with our nonprofits? Or?
Yes, yep. Okay. I do that, and I work with the food pantry, CAM Food Pantry, here in Forsyth.
Okay. Anything else?
I want to thank you for mentioning your siding and note that a Road and Bridge did that siding, and yes, they were thankful.
Great. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Next on our agenda, we have the Hollis Acres RNA presentation, and we do reserve the right. We may go into executive session. With us this morning, we have Mr. John Akers and Ms. Erica Gaynor from Allis Akers and Arney. Good morning, sir.
Okay, to reset the stage, we were in front of you a couple of weeks ago with, you know, all the various quotes and things that we received. This was narrowed down to a couple of key carriers that are looking to go with your business. Your incumbent is Cox Health Plans. Anthem has come in with a competitive offer, and so I was asked to go back to both Cox and Anthem for updates. I do have some news to report. If you look at the spreadsheet on the right-hand side of your packet, this is just what we had last year. After four yesterday, Cox came back in with a revision. So where it says 8.2% as far as their proposed increase, they have modified that to a 4% increase for their offer. I have a written copy of that proposal. I guess my team got up early this morning and actually revised this spreadsheet, but I didn't see it. So
okay.
Here I am. We'll send that to you in your email so that you have a revised copy. But 8.2% is now 4. We also talked to Anthem. One of the attractive pieces with Cox Health Plans is they have a rate cap, whereas Anthem had not. This is a proposed rate cap for either program. You'll see there's two different options with Anthem on your spreadsheet. It's more complex, okay, frankly, than Cox's. Is pretty much just an easy, hey, it's a rate cap, it's at 12%, that's it. If your loss ratio happens to be under 85%, then they tell you they won't charge any more than 6. But what I call a hard rate cap is where they say this is it, and that's the worst it's going to be. That's at 12% with Cox. With Anthem, in the sheet that you're looking at, if you turn to page 2, and I'll come back to some of all the verbiage that's on here ahead of it, Anthem has offered a tiered rate cap to say, depending on your loss ratio, then they have different levels. As far on page 2, there's a chart. But that caps out at 25%. So obviously, it's a significantly higher one if you have a loss ratio above 95%, which obviously you guys have been here and know that there are certainly times where we've had loss ratios above 95%. The other piece, candidly, if you read the right below it, it says the medical loss ratio represents an incurred, in quotation marks, estimate for the most recent experience period, not including run-in from the carrier. Candidly, what that means is they're going to take your actual claims through August, and then they're going to do the projection of what your claims would be through the end of the year to determine what your loss ratio is for where you land in that chart. I don't anticipate that they would be looking at that from your perspective as much as they would theirs, and would probably be very conservative.
Sure.
In the way that they would calculate that. And so the other piece of it is there are several wherefores and thou shalts and things in this document that basically say if you have shock claimants or large losses, that they have an out to get from it. So I'll leave it to the commission to determine the value of this rate cap. But it's not a rate cap like we're used to, which is just, hey, no matter what happens, this is the worst case scenario. There's a lot of caveats and ins and outs to this. But they did offer it, so it was my job to bring it to you.
Sure. This was for the Anthem.
This is for Anthem.
Good.
Correct. So to reset, we have Cox at a renewal offer of 4% across all plans. You have Anthem, if you recall from last week, at a 2.4% increase. But if you look at the yellow pieces within that on the spreadsheet, it does increase your family out-of-pocket maximum. And that's one of the areas we identified. You guys have a very rich plan as far as deductible. You contribute more to the plan than most other counties or most other entities like yourselves. However, our out-of-pocket is a little bit high compared to some of our peers, so this would be actually moving that in the wrong direction a little bit. So I just want to make sure and point that out. The other two pieces of note is that the ER, right now you have a $200 copay right out of the gate. So on January 2nd, if you go to the ER, it's $200. With Anthems, you have to meet your deductible first, and then there's a copay of $200. So obviously, an ER visit would be very expensive out of the gate. And then tier four on your prescription drugs, there's a cap of $100 for those costs. Those are the ones you would see advertised on TV. Anthem, you have to pay 20% of the cost of that drug up to a monthly maximum of $250. So people on those higher cost drugs would have to pay more if you went with either one of these Anthem options. From a positive standpoint, Cox and Mercy are included in the network on the 2.4% increase with Anthem. However, as we discussed last time, and we'd hope that there'd been they'd come to an agreement by now, they have not. And so, as we stand today, we don't know if Mercy is going to be in that network or not.
Okay. So we might, in the event, possibly, if we was to go with Anthem at this time, it's highly possible that we just go with Anthem to have Cox Insurance. It's possible if they don't reach an agreement.
It is certainly possible.
Okay.
Now, your Cox network does include Barnes in St. Louis, which is your closest center of excellence. You've had several employees that have gone there. Those are generally your high-dollar cancers and other things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And there's been several people that have gone over the last several years. Again, it's not a great number each year, but the people that are there for something pretty serious, right? It is included on Cox. It is included on the 2.4% Anthem offer. Barnes is not included on the final offer, option two over there, which is a negative 8%. So you would actually be removing Barnes from your network if you chose to go with that option.
Okay.
So I know it's a little bit of apples and oranges, but that's just what you get mm-hmm. when you're comparing these carriers.
And we had three centers of excellence originally. There was Barnes, MD Anderson, and
Mayo.
That was the other one that we could do through the Cox Health Plan that we have currently.
That is correct. And you would and option one with Anthem would have the same. Again, but the big caveat is we just don't know if they're going to have Mercy, which obviously is more of a local decision. And you know, mm-hmm. obviously you've got employees. Every group that we have has a group that wants to be able to go to Cox, and that's what's important to them. They have a group that wants to be able to go to Mercy, and that's what's important to them. And then you have a pretty good chunk in the middle that really don't have a strong preference. They just want to be able to go to one or the other.
Yeah.
And so, Mercy is currently in the network for that plan, but we just, as we sit here today, that's unresolved.
The Cox is MD Anderson, Barnes, or Cox?
Mayo.
And Mayo is in there, too. And others. I think Cleveland Clinic is another big center of excellence. It is a broad national network of options, so yes. And that would be true in fairness to that Anthem option. They would have pretty broad too, with the exception of Mercy.
But with Anthem, they could use Cox also.
With Anthem, they could use Cox as well.
Just on the record for those employees listening, with Cox, the maximum out-of-pocket for an individual, and Anthem, the maximum out-of-pocket for an individual.
It is the same at $6,500, mm-hmm. regardless of which plan.
But the family?
The family with Cox is $14,500, whereas with Anthem, that number would increase to $16,200.
And then the emergency room, I mean, that's what I'm sitting here looking at, is the big things it would cost our employees out-of-pocket directly. It would cost them, it would cost them $1,750 right out of the gate, plus their deductible on emergency room.